Overlooking the Esplanade in Cairns in far north Queensland, Australia. The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podtrac has released its top US podcast publishers ranker for June 2020. NPR regains the number one slot, followed by iHeartRadio and The New York Times. The ranker includes participating publishers only. Pandora's Android app now supports offline podcasts. However, you need to be a paid Pandora user to gain access to this feature. Spotify has announced it's created a team to develop original audio programming for the growing US Latino podcast audience. Sony Music Entertainment and Crimetown creator Mark Smerling have announced an exclusive podcast partnership. An interesting data point from the Edison Research Latino Podcast Listener Report. 35% of Latinos who don't listen to podcasts say that the reason is they're too long. We've updated our article on how long should a podcast be with this new data. From Germany, Airtape is a new remote recording service that just needs a browser. You'll find it at airtape.co. And the new Wondery Plus app isn't available outside of the US. Since the Wondery app includes a subscription service, there's a lot of research that needs to be done on a market-by-market basis, according to CEO Hernan Lopez, talking to PodNews. And in podcast news, Podcast Junkies interviews Brenda Salinas Baker from Google in the latest episode. Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it useful, she says. And that's why Google cares so much about the open web and the RSS ecosystem. An episode of Well and Good, a health and wellness podcast, has been removed after it was accused of being, quotes, dangerous and harmful. The podcast had interviewed Pete Evans, a conspiracy theorist. It was removed by the podcasters themselves, quote, as it is not having the positive outcome that we had intended. An episode of You Cannot Be Serious, a sports podcast, has resulted in a formal apology and a $70,000 settlement after it made racist comments about Nicky Winmar, an AFL footballer. The settlement will go to a charity that funds education and football programs for Indigenous children. Broken Jeffrey Epstein has released a special report on the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell, an alleged accomplice. Season 2 debuts later this year. Sophie Ellis Bextor has launched Spinning Plates, quote, where I speak to busy working women who also happen to be mothers about how they make it work. She's released 7 albums while having 5 children, so she might have some experience there. Culture Class Podcast, a podcast that learns about different cultures and backgrounds, recently interviewed Daryl Davis, a black man who befriended members of the KKK. And even though they may be small, kids have bright minds and bright ideas, say the founders of Fireflies, the original kids debate show. Each episode features a kid host and 2 kid debaters who discuss and debate an engaging and relevant topic. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.